Blog Talk Radio.
Make me a house. Make me a house of rest. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord,
the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
I wanna seek your face, seek your face, oh
Lord. Make me a house,
oh,
make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out, fire on my altar never burn out, may the fire on my altar never burn out,
make me a house of prayer.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you are so worthy, God. We just thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you for the eyes of your understanding. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. God, we get under the umbrella of your protection, and we thank you that the blood of Jesus will speak for us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that no weapon, hallelujah, everyone, formed against us shall prosper in the mighty master's name of Jesus. Let somebody say hallelujah. If you're Christ in the earth realm, say hallelujah. If the eyes of your understanding is open, say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the church say amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Because he did not leave you. He did not forsake you. He did not forget about you. God is still moving by his spirit in your life. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen. We want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Truly. Somebody say truly.
Truly.
Truly where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Did you not know that God bless you to bless somebody?
Right.
You're blessed to be a blessing. So therefore, we have to be a tree by the rivers of water, and we shall not be moved. Because the church of God is marching. Begin to ask God to allow you to be the church that's on fire. Amen. The church that's on fire. Are you a church that the fire of God should never run out, no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, but you are the church, and you're marching, and you are a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you shall not be moved. Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles, and let's begin to read the Word of God. Amen. Because when we get into the Word of God, we ask them to open up our eyes. Our eyes. Amen. Our spiritual eyes. Our natural eyes. So that we may be able to see what the Lord is saying to His church. See, we live in uncertain times. And every decision that we make or every decision that we take, it will impact our lives like never before. We need to operate with our spiritual eyes. We need our spiritual eyes to be open. And this must be our prayer, that our eyes may be open. Why? Why do we need our spiritual eyes open? So that we can see the provision, so that we can see the protection and the presence of God. Amen. It's not by accident that my reading glasses broke today, because I'm asking God for spiritual eyes. Amen. We ask God to open our eyes. I'm going to begin to read in Exodus. Coming out. I want to prophetically tell you that you're coming out. Exodus 15 and verse 25. Amen. Amen, amen. And it was at the water that this took place. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast unto the water. Listen to this. And the water was made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Listen. And there he proved them. And we know that the Word of God has opened. I want everyone to say, open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
So I may see. Amen, amen. You know, in Genesis, the Bible talks about that God created man in his own image, and he enjoyed a beautiful fellowship with man. Where were we? In the Garden of Eden. You know the story. And when they ate the forbidden fruit, guess what happened? The Bible tells us that their eyes were open.
That's right.
And they realized that they were naked. Are you still naked today? Come on, I'm going to ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. We're going to be flipping through the scriptures, because as he told us in the beginning, that after they had eaten from the forbidden fruit, that their eyes were open. And they realized they were naked.
Yeah.
Why do we still have to ask God to open up our eyes? The Bible says their eyes were open at that point. Amen, 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 amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. And I'm going to read exactly what the Bible says about it. You know the story when you are opened spiritually. Now you understand. Now you have the revelation. But it's only until the revelation is given that the eyes of your understanding are open. You can read a scripture 50 times and still don't understand it. And it's only by the Spirit of the Lord that your eyes are open. And the Bible says in 3 and 7 in the book of Genesis, then both of them knew things they had never known before. They realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made clothes for themselves because they realized that everything was hanging out. Amen. They realized that they were naked. There was nothing hidden from God. Amen. So each of us, we got two sets of sight. Did you know that? Do you operate in both sets of those sights? Do you operate in both sets of your eyes? Amen. I want to ask you, are you able to see today? So, are you able to see spiritual things? Or are you able to just see natural things? When have you last saw something in the spirit with your spiritual eye that you have not activated your spiritual eyesight? Come on, somebody. God is talking to you. See, when man sinned, his physical eyes were open. We're back. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. We're back. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder to do a sound check for me. Let me know if you can hear me. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, we're talking about that our spiritual eyes may be open. Sometimes we can't see. As you get older, you need glasses. And you enable to see physically so you can see clear, so the letters can be big enough where you can read. I'm talking about physical eyesight. Amen. And when man sinned, his physical eyes were open. You would have thought that his spiritual eyes were open. Amen. Glory to God. A sight that helped him to see things around him. See, the lack of not being able to see can be a burden physically. But all we focus on today is what is around us, what we can see physically. And this bring about a different kind of worry, a different kind of fear, a different kind of regard. Amen. We think about physical things such as clothes, shelter, food. Always want to eat something, amen. Always want to wear something, amen. Physical things. And we constantly live with our physical eyesight. So we live for what our eyes can see. However, some might say, however, God already knew he's going to give us double for our trouble. Amen. D-O-U, not the double, D-E-V-I-L. He's going to give us double for our trouble. See, when Moses and the people of Israel were struggling without water, and this is what this verse is talking about, at the water, it was Marion and M, they were at the water, and the water was bitter. Have you ever tasted some bitter water? Have you ever lived in a situation where everything seemed to be bitter, nothing was going right, and you were concerned in the physical? You know the story. So we focus on the things that we see. We focus on the things that we feel in the natural. And we also focus on the things that we cannot see in the natural. So what do? When we can't see, we ask somebody, amen. But the Lord want to open our eyes so that we can see what he has in store for us. So when Moses and the people of Israel, when they were struggling without water, the Bible said for 3 days. Somebody say for 3 days.
3 days.
And it came to the, and they came to the bitter water, and they was with Marion, and they began to, when you taste water, what do you do? You begin to grumble. You know, you all thirsty, water looking fresh, it look good, and then you taste it, and it's bitter. So they began to grumble against the Lord. They began to murmur against God. But guess what? God opened the eyes of Moses. Did he open the people's eyes? No, the Bible says he opened up Moses' eyes. And he showed him the wood that would be made sweet off that tree. But Moses had to be obedient. And in the scripture I read what happened. What did Moses do? The Bible says the Lord showed him a stick. And he threw it in the water. See, sometimes God might want us to do some strange things. It don't even seem right. He might, and whatever he tells you to do, just do it. It may not even look right. It may not even sound right. It may not even feel right. But whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Don't even question it. Because when your spiritual eyes is open, the eyes of your understanding is connected to your heart. And there began to be a conviction. So the water was bitter. Who would think that God would say, look at a tree, get a stick, and throw it in the water? Now, I want you to get the revelation. The Bible says that when the people were without water for 3 days and they came to bitter water, they drank the water and they murmured against the Lord. But God opened up Moses' eyes. It didn't say Moses drank the bitter water. The Bible said they. But God spoke to Moses. Wonder why he didn't just speak to them. Maybe because they was murmuring. Maybe because they was grumbling. Maybe because they was not connected to God. So God chose to use Moses because just maybe Moses was connected. And Moses may not even know the water was bitter, but Moses heard God. Why did he hear God? Because his spiritual eyes were open. So when your spiritual eyes is open, God can use you. Why? Because you can hear God. Your spiritual eyes has to be open. So Moses opened the eyes of Moses, and he showed him the wood, and he made the water sweet when Moses was obedient when he put the stick in the water. See, the Bible is full of all kind of examples and parables and stories to show us how God can use a strange thing and make it the right thing. Amen? See, that's when you go to say that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God will use a strange thing to make it work together for your good. God will use bitter water and make it sweet by a stick that may be dirty. Amen. So that means that God don't have to use his prophet. God don't have to use his pastor, his evangelist, his teacher, his apostle. God can use a homeless person that appear to be dirty to do what he wants them to do. God can use whoever he want to use to make it happen. You know, my brother Cash App name is Make It Happen. So we're going to say, come on, Jesus, make it happen. Somebody say, make it happen. Make it happen. Open up the eyes of my understanding so I can see spiritual things. And as I said, the Lord wants us to operate with our spiritual eyes. He want to open our eyes even when we're confused at times. He want to open up our spiritual eyes so that we can out tough a tough situation. I hope you hear me. I hope you hear what God is saying. Why do we need God to open our spiritual eyes? Why do we need God to open our spiritual eyes? The eyes of our understanding, so
so that we can understand some things, so that wisdom can take its course, so we can recognize the provision of God. I want you to hear me. Why do we need God to open our spiritual eyes? It's imperative. So when God gives direction, we won't question it. When God gives direction, what do? We just do it. Make it happen. He don't want us to ask him why. He want us to make it happen. You know how when your mother told you what she told you when you was a child and you didn't understand it and you say, why? And she said, because I said it. Mm-hmm. That's why. So what do when God tells us to do something?
Do it.
Make it happen. Make it happen, Debo.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Open up our eyes that we might see. Open them up, Debo. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 19. Come on, somebody. Genesis chapter 21, verse 19. We're still talking about our eyes being open. Let your natural eyes be open. And let your spiritual eyes be open. The Bible say, watch, hallelujah, as well as pray. Genesis. And the Bible says, if you're with me, let the church say, amen. Amen. Genesis 21. And 19, 21 and 19, glory to God, somebody. I'm excited because I understand that it's going to take us being obedient and being able to hear God so that we may move by his commandments, so we may move by his direction. So we have to be Christ in the earth realm. But in order to be Christ in the earth realm, we have to be able to see spiritually. We have to be able to see spiritually so that God may move by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. As we are focused on what God is doing and how God is moving, we don't move by natural things. We move by spiritual things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says in Genesis 21 and 19, and God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lame drink. And God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lame drink. See, we need open eyes to recognize the provision of God. Hagar and Ishmael. See, they was wandering around in the desert. And when all the water they had was over, somebody say, when all the water had dried up, it was over. The boy was about to die.
Yes, sir.
Are you at that point where you dried up and you feel like you're about to die? But God, see, Hagar couldn't see the boy dead. She left him and wept. But God heard the cry of the boy. And guess what he did? He opened Hagar's eyes. I just read it to you. To see the well of water. What did he do? He showed her the well of water. So God heard the cry of the boy and opened Hagar's eyes. When she saw that water, can you imagine you done gave up? Can you imagine after you done done all that you can do, you feel stuck and you feel that there's nothing else that you can do, why don't you open your eyes and see that well of water? Why don't you see what God is trying to do? Why don't you see the provision that God have already made? We need to open our eyes to see the provision that God has for us. So God opened our eyes to answer the questions we have and we can't answer for ourselves. What question do you have for God today? Is it how long, God? Is it how do I make this happen, God? How am I going to handle this, God? Help me forgive, God. See, we need open eyes to see how to deal with situations, how to handle people, how to answer questions, how to solve problems. We need open eyes to see the provision that God has for us. God has opened our eyes, and he has answered them in tears that are filled with our prayers. You ever been praying and then tears just start coming and you feeling like you dehydrated and you don't know where the water's going to come from, and you realize that the tears that you're shedding are actually water from on high? Come on, somebody. The tears. You produce the water when you shedded those tears. Out of desperation, when you cry out to God, you ever been in prison physically or mentally, and you begin to cry, and you get a breakthrough when you begin to cry out to God? When you're in that dry place, and you was willing to do whatever it take to make it happen. You was willing to do whatever it take to get out of this situation. You said, Lord, if you just get me out of this, I hear you. Lord, I promise you that I'll make it happen. I promise you that I'll be obedient to what you called me to do. I promise you that I'll never do that again. Come on now, I'm talking to everybody right now. See, prayers open our eyes to the provision that God has made for us. And then we begin to recognize not only the provision, but the protection of God. We've been in some places where it was only God that brought us out. We've been in situations where we didn't know how we were going to pay our bills. We didn't know how we were going to make it happen. But God, come on, somebody say, but God. But God. We didn't know how to do it. But God. Yes, we lost some things. Yes, we gave away some things. Yes, we missed some things. Yes, yes, yes. But God did not give up on us. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17, we're talking about Elijah. Come on now. Elijah prayed, and the Lord said, God answered his prayer. But when he prayed, he said, I pray thee open his eyes, and that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of a young man, and he saw. And behold, we're talking about 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. And if you want to go with me, you can. But as I read, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. He opened his eyes that he may see. Do you think those were natural eyes or were those spiritual eyes? See, our spiritual eyes, what are they for? Your spiritual eyes help you see the provision. Your spiritual eyes help you see the protection of God. Your spiritual eyes help you see the enemy. See, the enemy likes to put fear in us by pointing out, you're alone now. Now what you going to do? How you going to get help now? The enemy want to make you feel like it can't, you can't make it happen. See, when you using your spiritual eye, you tap into spiritual things. See, can you see this spiritually? Elijah, he was surrounded by the army, and his servant's voice was fear for of what was to come. So the enemy is all around you, and the army out to get just one man. It's almost like the risk when they were out to get Pence. You know the story. They was chanting, Pence, where are you? But at this time, they was trying to get Elijah, the one man. See, this could be your story today. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a situation where the enemy was after you? He was going past other people, but he wanted to get you. But Elijah was the man of God who was able to dissect in his spirit what the nation was facing politically. See, the enemy was made a dwarf because he had his strategy, and even in that plan, even in the enemy's plan to get the king, he wanted to get the king in the bedroom. He wanted to get him. He wanted to take him all the way out. But God showed up and God revealed to him what was about to happen. So the man of God was surrounded by the soldiers. See, God always sends somebody. They were surrounding the man of God, and at that point, he was not afraid. Why? Because he had natural protection. But he prayed that the eyes of his servant will be open. And soon, he saw the chariot of fire. And he saw the horses. Do you see God coming to help you? Do you see him coming to bring you out your situation? Or are you comfortable in your situation and you don't see a way out? You don't see God moving. You don't see his provision. You don't see his protection. You don't see what God is trying to do. Amen? You don't see the chariot of fire. You don't see the horses. When you don't see that God has surrounded you by his protection. God want to open your spiritual eyes so that you do not put yourself in a situation where he can't protect you. What do you mean? What do you mean God can't protect you? When you get out of God's will, God said, when you get so far away, he'll turn you over to a reprobated mind. Amen. We rebuke it in Jesus' name that your eyes are open, that you can see. Why do we need our spiritual eyes open? Because we need to recognize the protection of God. We need to recognize not only the protection, the presence of God. Come on, somebody. Recognize, do you see the presence of God? Do you see it? See, we know he don't sleep. We know he don't slumber. Do you see his presence? See, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So even when you're being sneaky, even when you're doing what you want to do, God is still there. Amen? Listen, in Luke 24, verse 30 and 31, and I'm going to read the King James Version. Yes, in the book of Luke. Listen what the Bible said. Chapter 24. And I'm going to read 30 and 31. Because God wants you to recognize you thought you got out of it. You thought you did shot that bullet. You thought you were using your words to change the enemy plan. You thought you did it. You thought you paid that money to send the enemy away. You thought you did it. But I want you to recognize the presence of God. Recognize that he neither sleeps nor slumber. Recognize that it's always been God. In Luke 24, the Bible says, verse 30, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. Guess what happened? Guess what happened?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
What do you think happened?
Eyes were open.
Mm-hmm. Their eyes were open. Mm-hmm. And they knew him. Mm-hmm. And guess what he did? I'm talking about a God that we can't measure. I'm talking about a God that we can't put in a box. I'm talking about a God that doesn't change. I'm talking about a God that neither sleep nor slumber. Guess what the Bible said? And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And guess what he did? He vanished out of their sight. You ever seen an angel? Now you see him, now you don't. He hooked them up, and then he left away. He didn't stay and brag about what he had did. He didn't talk about what had happened in the past. He hooked them up. He fed them. He blessed them. And he disappeared. And their eyes were open. See, open eyes will help you understand the presence of God. Open eyes will allow you to see God in the midst of your me stuff. What I'm going to do to fix this? How am I going to solve this? Why me, God? Understand that when your eyes are open, you know that God is there. You know that he's not going to forsake you. You know that he's not going to leave you. Let me tell you the story about two disciples. They was on the road. Let's say they was on Kerchiva. They was in the hood. And they was on the road to and they had a heavy heart. Why did they have a heavy heart? Because they was trying to understand. Why did they crucify my Lord? Why did they crucify Jesus Christ? See, they thought that he would be crowned king. But here, he was killed as a criminal. And a matter of fact, the hour was 90. They was next. And they thought all their hopes and all their dreams had passed them by. And now the King of Glory was dead. They done crucified my hopes. They done crucified my vision. They done crucified my will. They done crucified my heart desire. They done blind me. I can't see no more. Listen, we're talking about the resurrection. The resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ had joined them on that road as they was walking. Don't give up hope, because hope is still alive. Jesus, they was walking and they were, the eyes were open. Their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. Why was their eyes open? Because they realized that they had saw Jesus. Have you ever gave up hope? You ever said, I done done all I can do. I'm going to turn it over to Jesus. Did not he show up? So he showed up. And Jesus not only showed up, guess what he did? He explained the scriptures to them concerning, not them, but concerning himself. And as the word of God was ministered, their heart was kindled. They was on the road. They was on the road with a heavy heart. How many of us have a heavy heart today? Come on, don't be ashamed. You got a heavy heart. God can use you with a heavy heart. God said, I can't use you with that heavy heart because you're ignoring my presence. I'm here. I'm here, man of God. I'm here, woman of God. But why do you hang your head low? And as the evening had come and the day had ended, they urged him to stay with them. When Jesus broke that bread with them, their sorrows turned to joy as their eyes were open to perceive that he's not dead, to perceive that Jesus was still there. See, the night had come. Man had given up. Man was sorrowful. Man was in pain. But as they were walking, Jesus showed up. Let me tell you one more thing before we end. There's a need for our eyes to be open. How long are you going to be blind? It don't matter if you can't see physically, but how long are you going to be blind spiritually? I want you to ask yourself. You think you know, but you're blind spiritually. And God can't use you that way. I hear you saying, well, why can't he? Because he said so. Amen. He wants our eyes to be open. Let's see what Mark has to say about this. Mark chapter 10, verse 51. Mark chapter 10, verse 51. Listen, this Jesus talking. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might see. I want you to ask him right now. Just say, Lord, that I might see. Come on, I don't hear you. Open your mouth. Lord, that I might see. Come on, somebody, say it again. Lord, that I might see. Jesus is asking you, what should I do unto thee? Tell him. Call him up and tell him what you want. Tell him you want to see. Tell him you want to see. There's a need that our eyes is open. See, we need our spiritual eyes open. There's nothing greater than that. We're talking about a blind Bartimaeus. He was a beggar on the road to Jericho. But he saw that others failed to recognize. See, crowds followed Jesus, but failed to recognize who he was. Do you fail to recognize Jesus? He right there. And we all over the place. And I could imagine he's shaking his sanctified head, saying, look at my child. People were everywhere. And crowds were following Jesus, but they failed to recognize who he was and what he had come to do. Not only did he come to do it, but he came to do it for them. Don't you know that Jesus came just for you? You got to take this thing personal. This is personal. I want you to say, this is personal. Come on, it's personal. Open your mouth and say it's personal. Stop pointing your finger. Say it's personal. Come on. That I might see.
Right.
It's personal.
That's right.
that I might see. The crowd was in the presence of Jesus Christ and did not know that he had come just for them. See, some found him as a source of a miracle, but for some reason, some thought he was just trouble. But it was a blind man. It wasn't those that could see that saw him. It was the blind man that cried out. He couldn't see physically, but what did he say? His spiritual eyes said, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. So we're going to join that blind man today, and we're going to ask him. It's personal. It's not about nobody else. We're going to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Make that a capital M-E. See, he saw Jesus as the Messiah. And that made Jesus stop. Because not only did his mouth cry out, but his eyes of his understanding was crying out because he recognized that that was Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus stopped. And Jesus called on him. Jesus said, what do you want? Brother Mayer said, he wants to see.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open our eyes, Lord. And then David talked about, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things of thy law. So let's get empty today. Let's get empty. In the name of Jesus, we're going to lift our hands up to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to ask him to empty us so that we may be able to see. David prayed and he asked God to open his eyes to the wonders of God's word. So that's what we're going to do today. Open our eyes, Father, to the wonders of your word. Let your spirit ask him. Let your spirit ask him. He said, if you ask, it shall be given. If you seek, ye shall find. And if you dare to knock, the door shall be open. So receive it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, Paul made this a prayer also for the believers, that your eyes would be open to the wisdom and the revelation so that you might know the Lord Jesus more and more. So we need to pray daily that the Lord open up our spiritual eyes. There's such a need that our eyes may be open. And when we get our eyes open, you will see what has been there all along. You're looking for something that's already there. You will see what the natural eyes cannot see, emotional, spiritual, all that depression, all that anger, all that discouragement, all these words that created hopelessness. You'll see a way out of no way. You'll see that God is there. You'll see provision. You'll see direction. You'll see protection. You'll see God's hand move. You'll see water made sweet. You'll see the dry places made wet. So we asking God right now that as he had opened our eyes, that the eyes of our understanding have made provision for our lives. Amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. I just want to encourage somebody today that you would understand that what God is doing, God is saying, open up your eyes so that you may be able to see. How many want to see today? How many want to see what God is doing? How many want to see the provision? How many want to see that God want to use you? How many want to see that God will never leave you? How many want to see the direction? Have you ever asked God for direction, but you don't know what type of direction to take? So you make your own map. You make your own schedule. You follow your own path. But when the eyes of your understanding is open, you'll see Jesus on that road. The wondrous things that the Lord have already placed in front of you. For I hear the Lord saying, look no more as I open up the eyes of your understanding. And the last verse that I'm going to give you is where we begun. That's Exodus 15. And 25. Exodus 15 and 25. Then Moses cried out to the Lord. Have you ever cried out to the Lord?
Hallelujah.
And the Lord showed him a stick. The Lord showed him provision. And Moses threw it in the water. The Lord showed him direction. He threw it in the water. Amen. And the water became sweet. God opened up his eyes.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God opened up his eyes. So we pray right now in the mighty, master's name of Jesus,
yes, Jesus,
that the eyes of our understanding is open. Amen, amen,
amen.
The presence of Lord of God is here.
Amen.
Come on, tap in, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is here. The provision of God is here. The eyes of your understanding has been opened. I want you to receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Because what you're looking for is already before you. What you're looking for is already there. All we need is to ask God to show us. Show me how to do this. Show me how to make it happen. Lead, guide, and direct me. Father, let me not follow my own ways. Let me not do my own things. God, give me your strength. Give me your power. Show me your provision, because I know that you didn't bring me this far to leave me. Come on now, I want you to get it in your spirit. We must change the way we live our lives so that God can show himself strong, so that he can make a way in the desert. How many want God to make a way in your dry place?
Yes, yes,
how many want him to open up the doors?
Yes,
well, I prophesy to you today. If you receive that your bitter waters have been made sweet today, I want you to say, open up my eyes, Lord. Open up my eyes that I may see. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I want you to walk in God's best today, and I want you to understand. There is nothing, positively nothing, nothing, nothing too hard for God. It's things that's too hard for us. But there's nothing too hard for God. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, that's all you got for him? Is that all you got for the Lord? Because he said, give it to me. I'm about to give it to you. And I need you to give it to me. So I want to encourage you today to get in God's presence. Let him move in your life. Let him allow you to be Christ in the earth realm. Let others see God in you. He hasn't gotten a child. Stop worrying about what people think. Stop worrying about what people say. I want you to understand what God is about you. God is saying, I got you. And I'm about to use you to make it happen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to find my song in closing, and I want to play it because the Lord gave it to me, because I know that if you only believe, if you only believe that God is trying to do a new thing in your life, I want you to say, I believe. Do you really believe? Do you believe? Don't say it if you don't believe it. So we believe. What are you believing for right now? We're going to touch and agree that he's going to make it happen. He's going to make it happen. He's going to make it happen. You've been discouraged because you're trying to do it on your own. You've been trying to make it happen. So as he opened up the eyes of your understanding, this song is by C.C. Winan. I want you to believe God for some things. Amen. Glory to God. Let me play this song for you, and I want you to be blessed in the things of God.
Amen.
And to all of my internet listeners, every Sunday we're here. This line is picking off, but we're not gonna quit. Why? Because I believe. He can make it right. Thank you. It's you I'm hearing. Well, we know that it was a lot of distraction with that song, but I want you to get what God is saying to you. He wants you to believe that he can make everything right. He wants you to receive his direction, his protection, and his divine provision. So if God say do it, just do it. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone. Let some super be on your natural. God bless you.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short, and got back up much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes, praying that you open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes. Father, please
open our eyes again. Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember when the left was left. Yeah, yeah. I remember when we had.
Exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. And I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh Father.
Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes.
What's wrong, and you can make it with some holy communion. Cause we really need it. Father, breathe open our eyes. Can you hear us singing? Father, breathe open our eyes.
Make it right.
Yeah, yeah.